Radio.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Government says new NAPSA building to create more jobs. Lusaka-based farmer calls for early announcement of maize floor price. In international news, DR Congo President orders audit of Kabota and copper export revenue. In sports news, FAS mourns former youth international Teresa Musatila. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. Minister of Labour and Social Security Brenda Tambatamba says the new physical NAPSA offices in Kasama will create direct and indirect jobs opportunities and development in Northern Province. Speaking to journalists during the commissioning of the construction, Ms. Tambatamba says the facility will reduce travelling distances and also improve turnaround time for benefits and employer services. She has commended the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA, for the successful groundbreaking ceremony for construction of NAPSA offices in Kasama.
The construction of this office in Kasama today will A, reduce travel distances for members and employers, and B, improve turnaround time for benefits and employer services. I came here at 10 o'clock, at 10:15, I am done. This is what we are looking for, not the tomorrow business of yesteryear, but today. I have been attended to growing the nation's GDP. You hold them because you're going to take your time. So this is going to up that customer service beyond what I want as the one saving this person, but what the nation is looking for through the vision of NAPSA. See, create both direct and indirect employment opportunities during construction and operation, and D, stimulate local economic activity.
Minister of Green Economy and Environment, with support from the Global Green Growth Institute's Carbon Transition Facility, has secured 6 carbon finance agreements under the Zambia-Norway Bilateral Agreement. The agreement is aimed at promoting solar energy generation in the country. The initiative is designed to incentivize independent power producers to invest in renewable energy and contribute to Zambia's transition towards a low-carbon economy. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Harriet Malambo Chimuka says the Carbon Feed-in Premium program will offer a financial top-up on existing tariffs for solar power supplied to the national grid. She explained that the program is expected to de-risk investment, improve bankability, and enhance the viability of solar energy businesses, thereby attracting greater private sector participation in the energy sector. MAP MAP International has reaffirmed its commitment to improving access to life-saving medicines and health supplies for vulnerable communities worldwide as it strengthens the partnership with Child Fund Zambia. For over 70 years, MAP International has worked to bridge critical gaps in healthcare system, particularly in underserved and remote areas where mission hospitals and clinics often face shortages of essential medicines. Central to its operation is the organization's Supply Chain of Hope, a 5-step model that ensures efficiency sourcing, customization, and delivery of medical supplies to community needs. Through its global network of more than 300 local partners, MAP International collaborates with organizations such as Child Fund Zambia to enhance community health system and expand access to essential services. The partnership supports key interventions, including maternal and child health programs like the parental multiple micronutrient supplements support project aimed at improving health outcomes for mothers and children. A resident of Lusaka Central constituency has called on the government to empower Kalikiliki and Ben Mwinga police stations with a genset and duty vehicles to help them to be effective in their work. Mr. Banda of Lusaka IBEX area has demanded the lack of patrols by police in various areas in the community. He has also lamented over police negligence in curbing criminal gangs, commonly known as junkies, alleging that the police only act when one of their officers is attacked by the junkies.
Tikakamba ba polisi kwamba tuna majanki bavuta sima tikandizira kwa maisha ngati achitika one of your officers wachore wa kwenye ndipo ni manje mtamanga so that ngati wantu wa danda ula bayani mkomboni bila underground so that wantu wangale wata njizika na patrol sumu ya hundi na patrol siya wanyeka then kwa kani kilitikiti kwa polisi tachi wa sakri leni jense na paso na polisi kieto so that wazipita mwasika kunda so that wazipita mwasika kunda nati moto kati kukubula nzibira kwa kani kilitikiti kwa kani kilitikiti kumtendele icho kumtendele ende kubeni ma polisi onse alibetite na libe CDF senza chani wapase ni moto kasoda wa polisi wa vila unda government yatu siti tandizira member of parliament watu wa mlambo wa imbe mkuwa ya wayachabe nga tuwazaini lila kuna zero vote kipasa kwa nyewani
agriculture news.
Still with me, Alex Yanga. Now we dive into agriculture news. A Lusaka-based farmer has called on the government to be considerate of farmers and announce the maize floor price early. Mr. Bruce has noted that a lot of farmers grew maize in the just-ended farming season and will end up making a loss. The farmer has further noted that most farmers, especially in rural areas, are desperate to sell their maize and will end up being taken advantage of by buyers who will offer low prices. He has noted that most rural farmers solely depend on farming for their livelihood.
This year farmers, lot of farmers, my sister Vanari Mouse and Mansa, by Givamuranga Mamene Vagambira, want to Vanari. And even to buy Ambago Buddhist meat. Namamira Zena and Wayambo Bula, this flesh meat, Yamene Vidimunyung. Now the government must be quick to announce the price. So that even those millers who are going to buy maize very quickly before a fallow starts, they must follow the price what the government. Now, because a lot of farmers, my sister, they will be doing because they have a good amiris in the low, low price. When maybe the government they have an idea to go more than 350, 360 per bag, then what the mountains are not going to maybe at 100 and 150 per bag. So it makes that farmer will find a low. So we are feeding it to the Minister of Agriculture and the government to announce this price very quickly, especially where we are heading in May next month. Most
with that news item, we now dive into a short break. We have more international sports news after this break. Stay tuned.
Listen to One Love Radio main news.
At 8 hours.
When you tip, call plus 211-22-4404 or email us on onelovenews@gmail.com.
Welcome back and thank you for staying tuned to One Love Radio News. Now in international news, Democratic Republic of Congo President Felix Tshisekedi has ordered a comprehensive 30-day audit of the country's mining export revenue and state assets. The move is aimed at improving transparency and ensuring the country derives minimum benefits from its vast mineral wealth. The president cited poor oversight, capital flight, and joint ventures involving state-owned mining assets as key challenges hindering the Democratic Republic of Congo from fully capitalizing on its record copper and cobalt exports. The Democratic Republic of Congo is one of the world's leading producers of copper and cobalt and also holds significant reserves of lithium, gold, and cotton. For more in international news, we monitor BBC.
A study by US scientists suggests that the pace of destruction of tropical rainforests slowed in 2025 after record losses the year before. The researchers say this was mainly due to Brazil's efforts to curb deforestation. European Union scientists say climate change triggered intense heat waves, wildfires, and droughts last